favorite things about that song? Jesus is wonderful.
Yeah.
Let me just say that again. Jesus is wonderful.
Amen.
I like what it says after that. The next two little words.
It's
amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good thing to know that he's wonderful. Little Charles, to know that he's wonderful to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I can preach a message right there, and I think I might.
Amen.
It was wonderful in his mercy.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'll get sidetracked. Psalms chapter number 31 tonight. I'm going to try and preach. Brother Warren says, if you can't get through it, just leave the outline there, and I'll come pick up where you left off. Psalms chapter number 31. Since about the age of 35, somewhere in that neighborhood, something changed when it comes to dealing with the issue of time. Remember when you were little, it seemed like Christmas would never come. Come on, somebody. Remember when I was 9 years old, I remember that entire summer, my birthday's in November, on the 13th, if you want to write that down. My birthday's in November, but that entire summer of 9, to a boy, it's a big deal, turn 10, you get another dish, amen?
Yeah.
And that seemed like the longest summer in the world. And then the summer of my 12th year, I was about to become a teenager. And boy, I thought that had never come. I'm going to finally be a teenager, one of the big guys.
Right.
In my 15th year, quite possibly the slowest year of my life.
You got that right.
I already had a car, but I worked and paid for it. I'm getting my new car.
Amen.
I worked and paid for my car.
Amen.
By the time I got 16, I already had it painted, had a brand new cassette player and everything. Be honest with you, Brother Bob, it was to begin with. It was an 8-track. I remember the tapes I had. But anyway, that car sat in the yard. And then it seemed like November the 13th would never come.
Amen,
took a long time. But then you get older and it seems like you go, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving. We just did this last week.
Yeah.
And more time just clicks and clicks and clicks and clicks and clicks and clicks.
Yeah.
Have you ever made the statement, where did the time go?
Yeah.
I've got an answer for you. It's gone. It's gone.
Amen, sir.
Time is one thing that is not a renewable resource.
Amen.
Once today's gone, it'll never be lived again. We've all got the same amount of it. We've got 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, 12 months in a year, so on and so forth. Time. Sometimes it's like a hourglass, and you set that thing down and you watch the sand fall. You just sit there and you watch it because it's intriguing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder if in our lives we're not doing the same thing. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, and we're just watching as it's clicking away.
Right.
Yeah.
There was an old song, and I don't even remember who sang it. It was a rock and roll song. So time keeps on ticking into the future. One of these days it'll stop.
Right.
I don't know when that day will be, and you don't know when that day will be. I don't know how much more time I have. I know how much time I've lost.
Yeah.
I have less time ahead now than I do than what's behind. I'm sure, I doubt I live to 108. Most of my life has already been spent. There's not a thing Brother Aaron I can do about it. Nothing. It's gone. It can remind us to do better.
Sure. Right.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I've heard people stand and testify about all the wasted years.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how many times I've heard people say, man, I'd give anything if I could go back. To be honest with you, there's some places I wouldn't want to go back.
Amen.
I wouldn't want to be a teenager again.
No. Right.
Not in this day and not in this time. I wouldn't want to grow up. I'm glad I grew up when things were a little bit slower and simpler. I wouldn't want to go back. There's some things I've got to redo and get it right, baby.
Yeah, right.
But I don't have that opportunity. Why? Because it's gone. It's gone. And you can go to the movies and fantasize about having a DeLorean that'll carry you back in time, but that just ain't going to happen. Well, okay. What we do have is a future.
Amen.
Some of us more future than others. Some of you've got a whole life ahead of you. Some of us are looking down toward the end of the journey. I don't know, I figure I got, you know, quite a few more years, but man, when you get to thinking about it.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this afternoon, Brother Charles. When I came to Happy Valley, you were younger than I am. And he was the old guy. Am I right about it, Brother Rob? He was our senior. He was our... Amen. And it just dawned on me today. Oh, man. 25, 26 years. That just... like a vapor. That's what the Bible says life is. It's a vapor. It's gone. Psalms chapter number 31. I want to talk to you about our time just for a minute tonight. How many of you be honest and say I have grossly misused my time?
Amen.
Yes.
Grossly misused my time. Think about all the hours you sat with a video controller, anything. I'm not guilty there, but I thought about all the hours about sitting 30 feet up a pine tree, waiting on a glorified goat to come by. Y'all all right? I'm talking about hours. Talking about today, how many hours I sat in front of a television. I got a preacher friend of mine who literally can quote you. All you got to do is say the episode number, and he'll start quoting you scenes from that episode of Andy Griffith. And we all think it's funny. That's a good sign you watch too much Andy Griffith.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with Andy Griffith. Don't get me wrong. That's if you go watch TV, that's watch something wholesome. Amen.
Yeah.
Just think about the time that we killed or wasted, and time that we'll never get back.
Yes.
Time of the loved ones.
Yes.
Say that again. Time with your family.
Amen.
You know how many times I've been to, I don't even know where I'm going tonight. I don't know how many, I'm sick, so I got an excuse. I don't know how many times I've been in a nursing home with Brother Freddie, especially a nursing home, and in the little patient there in the nursing home, whether it be an elderly lady or an elderly gentleman, talking about how their kids don't come see them. They're out of sight and they're out of mind. But then I've been on the other end and stood in the funeral hall where I heard those very same children say, boy, I wish I had to do over again. I'd spend more time with Mom. You don't get that. It's over.
Right.
And it's gone.
Amen.
We take our time for granted. I am the world's worst procrastinator. Why do today what I can put off till tomorrow? Here's the problem. I'm not promised tomorrow. I've had people die, and I hear that they die, and I say to myself, boy, I meant to go by there.
Yeah.
too late. Too late. We ought to be stewards of our time. We ought to thank God for the time that He's given us.
Amen.
Thought about this today, Brother Charles. I've buried quite a few younger than I am right now. Quite a few. I'm not just talking about a rare occasional thing. I've buried quite a few people younger than I am right now.
Amen.
So I thank God for the time that He's given me.
Yes.
Yes, amen.
I thank God for what He's allowed us to accomplish in that time.
Amen.
But boy, I repent and beg God's forgiveness for how I wasted the majority of that time. Psalms chapter 31, verse number 15. The Bible has a lot to say about time.
Yes.
David says, "My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me." He said, "My times are in thy hand." I think that'd be the best way we could handle our time in our life is just give it over to God. And put up the time of our life in His hands. But to do that, He's got to have rule and He's got to have reign in our life.
Amen.
Somebody help me right there.
Amen.
If God's really going to control our time, He's going to have to be in control of us.
Amen.
He said, my times are in thy hand. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. Just keep going to your right and you'll hit it. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, the preacher. There's a lot to say about time. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
He says, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. Time to be born, time to die. Time to plant, and time to pluck up that which is planted. Time to kill, and time to heal. Time to break down, and time to build up. Time to weep, and time to laugh. Time to mourn, and time to dance. Time to cast away stones, and time to gather stones together. Time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, a time of peace." There's a lot to say about time. Solomon says, pretty much, there's a time and a place for most everything. Have you ever heard somebody make the statement, maybe a parent to a child, "This is not the time nor the place"?
Yeah.
I've had to look at adults before and say, this is not the time for this conversation. There's people around that don't need to hear what we got to talk. Not now, it's not the time, this is not the place. And I believe there are times for some certain things in our lives. And sometimes I'm afraid if we miss that time, you just miss it.
Amen. That's right.
Brother Tony Shirley and I will get on a plane Monday week, fly to upstate New York. Why we do that in January, I'll never know. But if that plane is scheduled to leave at 9:15, they're going to close the gate, Brother Jesse, somewhere around 9. That plane's already going to be boarded. They're going to make several calls over the speaker for passengers that are not on board yet. And there's going to come a certain time, Brother Charles, they'll make that last call. If you're in the gate area and you're on Delta flight such and such for Buffalo, New York, you need to get on the plane. And boy, if you're not on that plane, they shut that door. Come on. I've been there. I've walked up Highway were not where you were supposed to be, and you missed your slot. Several things you'll find out will work that way in your life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Here's what I've learned in 54 years, Brother Freddie. Time waits on no man.
Amen.
I believe we have some divine appointments in our life.
Sure.
Some God-ordained meetings. And if we're not careful, we'll miss those appointments.
Yes, brother. Amen.
Time means nothing to a doctor in a doctor's office.
Amen.
You've got a doctor's appointment at 3 o'clock, ain't no sense in showing up till 4.
Right.
Amen. Amen. If you're a doctor, God bless you, you ought to manage your time a little bit better.
Amen.
I think somebody tell me to be somewhere at a certain time.
Amen.
And then leave you sitting there for an hour and a half.
Right.
But there's some appointments that if you don't show up, if you're not at the right place and at the right time, I think you'll miss it.
Amen.
You ever heard somebody say, well, you just have to have been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of those appointments I've missed. How many of those appointments you may have missed that the door's already closed. I believe God opens doors. Say amen.
Amen.
But I believe the same God that opens doors shuts doors.
Amen.
Yes.
So I really believe God wants me to do such and such and so. Well, you might have missed it. He may have already got somebody else to do that for him. He may have already got somebody to fulfill that divine appointment for him since you didn't show up. I want to be able to show up for my appointments. Solomon said there's a time for a lot of things. He said there's a time to be born and a time to die. We'll give you several appointments we need to make sure we make in our lives tonight. Number one, there's a time to be saved.
Amen.
I know it's Sunday night. May not be anybody here that's lost, but who knows? But I'm here to tell you there is an appointed time that you come to know Christ as your Savior.
Amen.
2 Corinthians, if you would, chapter number 6. 2 Corinthians, chapter number 6. Let me say it again. There is a appointed time to be saved.
Amen.
I'm going to make a statement and make this clear. I know we preach you can get saved at any time. And I believe you can. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 2. The Bible said, "For he saith, I have heard thee, the time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted," say it with me, "time." Behold, now is the day of salvation. Listen to me carefully. I believe I had a divine appointment with salvation.
Yeah.
Brother Todd, I listened to his message this morning. Brother Todd, very much like me, grew up in a godly home. Was in church every time the doors were open. But Brother Todd, he got saved a year earlier in life than I did. He got saved at 18, is that right? I got saved at 19. How many times do you think he and I heard the gospel?
Yeah.
How many times do you think he and I heard some of the greatest preachers in this country preach heaven high and hell high?
Oh, yeah.
Over and over and over and over. And God let me slip out. It's my choice. The Lord would deal with my heart, and I would choose to reject God and put it off to another time.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to convince myself that because I'm Sanders' son and I'm a member of the church and I got baptized when I was 7, that I'm okay.
Yeah, we won't.
Yeah.
Amen.
If I go down there and get saved, then I'm going to have to tell everybody I didn't really get saved the first time. Are we okay?
Yeah.
On New Year's Eve, the 19-year-old boy, the Holy Spirit come by with a great big pocket watch and said, "It's time."
Yes.
Son, this is your time. If you miss this one, the door is closed.
Amen.
Amen.
I said it that night. I told my wife before I ever got saved, if I don't get saved tonight, I'm going to hell.
That's right.
I knew it. I knew it in my heart, in my mind. If I didn't get this thing settled, this was it. God has been far too merciful.
Yeah. Amen.
Unlike some people who never hear a clear presentation of the gospel. I could tell you how to get saved and wasn't saved myself. Amen. I could quote you the Romans Road.
Oh,
I could explain it all to you. I had a head knowledge of it, but I had nothing in my heart.
Amen.
And that night the Holy Spirit said, now, not after the party, now. Church, we prayed 20-something years for Brother Freddie's dad. Brother Freddie prayed for him for several years before that. I'm talking about on the prayer sheet every Wednesday night. He had been witnessed to. He had been preached to. It was not that he had not heard the gospel.
Amen.
He knew that he must be born again. He knew that. And probably, if you'd have known Fred, he just wasn't a real outspoken kind of guy. If one of the people he talked, you kind of listened. Amen. At least that's the way it was when I was around him. I've not been jabberjaw around family, but around me, boy, he's quiet.
Amen.
I don't know how many opportunities he had, but I know he had them.
Yeah.
Amen. There was a day in a hospital right down here in Alabama. When the man of God walked in and said, Mr. Young, somebody else walked in with that man of God and said, Fred, it's time. It's time. Hey, the door is about to close. Don't you get in? You better do it today.
That's right.
1 week later, he died and went to heaven. May not be able to explain it clearly. I may not be able to either, but I know when that time was.
Amen.
I knew it was now or never. It's a time to be. How many of you remember that time?
Yeah.
Amen. Don't wait.
Yeah.
Don't wait.
Amen, bro.
Hey, the preacher tonight may be like that gate agent at the airport.
Yeah.
They'll even call your name.
Yes, bro.
Yeah.
They'll even call your name.
Yes.
If there is an Edward White in the gate area, please see the gate agent. If there is an Edward White.
Hey, that's it, bro.
I'm down yonder at Burger King somewhere getting a biscuit. Thinking I got all the time in the world if they're calling my name.
Yeah. Amen.
I've seen people had a watch them call their name. They heard them call their name, and they thought, I'm just going to run to the restroom. There's one on the plane, idiot.
Yeah.
And they get mad when they come back and find the doors closed.
Yes, bro.
How many times have you heard them call your name?
So and so. If you're in the gate area.
Amen, bro.
If you're in the church house, if you're sitting in the pew, and you're hearing the preacher, it's time to get in. We're about to take off. Your flight is about to leave.
Amen. Amen.
here in the airport, there won't be a second flight.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. You can't just hang around for the next one. Right.
I don't know why I'm preaching. I was just going to bump it and move on. Well, there's a time for you to get that thing settled about your soul.
Amen.
Secondly, go to Psalms chapter 107, back to Psalm. I thought my brother's going to hold up. He's doing better than maybe has at other times, amen. Psalms chapter 107. Psalms chapter 107.
Yes.
Time to be saved. Look at Psalms 107, verse number 2. We'll just read verse number 1 and 2. The Bible said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Verse number 2 says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Listen, I said number 1, there's a time to be saved. But number 2, as Christians, there's a time to step up.
Amen.
There's a time to step up and step up to the plate.
Yes.
We're living in a day where we think, so-and-so will take care of me.
Yeah.
That church has got so many people in it, they don't need me.
Yeah.
There's a time we ought to step up as a Christian.
Amen.
Amen. We ought to step up as a Christian in our church and let the redeemed say so. Hey, what can I do? How can I be of help? How can I give? What can I? Hey, it's time we ought to step up as men and women of God. Just step up to the plate and do our part.
Amen.
There's times we ought to step up as a parent. As a parent, we ought to step up.
Amen.
Brother Jason preached Sunday night to a Sunday. Night before last, you got in on the first one, didn't you? Sunday night, what a message, brother.
Yes, sir. Amen.
What a message, brother. My kids are grown and that convicted me.
Amen.
So I got grandkids, too. Talked about how we do one thing at church and something else at home, and we're confusing our children. It's time to step up.
Amen.
Step up as a Christian. You ought to step up. How many of you know to do right?
Amen.
The Bible said, "To him that knoweth to do right and doeth it not, to him it's what?
Sin."
I know what I'm supposed to do. I don't need a preacher to ram his finger down my throat. I know.
Sure.
I know how I'm supposed to act. I know how I'm supposed to interact with other people. Sometimes we just go out and step up.
Amen.
To step up as a Christian. And do our part.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but sometimes I look at myself and think, "Bud, you're slacking."
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to have to kick ourselves in the rear end.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. Step up. Step up as a church member. Step up as a husband. Step up as a wife.
Amen.
Hey, maybe some of you teenagers even need to step up as a child.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. You was on fire for God. What happened?
Amen.
You was shouting the glory. Have you really got to have? Have you really got to have 40 youth rallies a year to stay on fire for God?
Yeah.
I'm glad you go. I support you. If he quits taking you, so I'll get somebody else to. I want you to get in on every bit of it. But just because, hey, and there is not a written law that you have to die in between youth
rallies.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, some of you older teenagers, you need to step up because these younger ones are around. When Levi and Robbie, my little nephew, lived with us, every day before they went to school or church, they'd stand in front of the mirror, Robbie Morris, especially, and say, "Does my hair look like Mitch's?" That many y'all have to know Mitch had hair back in those days. If Mitch got a new pair of Nikes, we had to go to the mall. Because they had to have what Mitch had.
Yeah.
Come on,
y'all better listen to me.
Right.
You don't think your boys ain't watching you?
Yeah.
They watch you on that basketball court.
Yes,
they watch you in that youth choir.
Yes.
They wasn't just teenagers tonight, but boy, you ought to step up.
Amen.
You ain't got to wait till you're 25 and 30 to live for God.
Amen.
Amen. Step up.
Amen.
Let's step up as a Christian. Let our voices be heard. You ought to step up on your in your place of employment.
Yes.
Don't be an idiot. You're on somebody else's time.
Right.
Yes.
They're not praying. They're not paying you to preach.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
So they can fire you, and justly so.
Amen.
If you work for me, and I'm a pastor, and I've got you out here to clean the house, and I find out all you're doing is sitting around talking about the Bible all day long, and ain't nobody driving no nails, I'll fire you for sitting around talking about the Bible.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Why? It's time for everything.
Yeah. That's
right.
Amen.
But I'm saying we ought to have some good godly sense about us, and in the workplace and in the school place, we ought to be able to stick our, open our mouths up every now and then and say, hey. They start teaching about them Muslims praying in prayer It wouldn't bother me if one of my grandchildren raised their hand and say, sorry, teacher, but that's a bunch of junk.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen,
bro.
Yeah.
My son and my nephew, we let them go to Bible school one time somewhere else. And the teacher didn't have the right Bible, and she got to read, and both of them shot their hand up.
Yeah.
The lady said, can I help you, son? I didn't want the Bible said. I didn't tell them to do that, but they did.
Amen.
She said, well, that's what mine says. Well, yours ain't right.
Yeah.
Thank God for children. I sent you straight in the heartbeat. Hallelujah. We ought to have a little godly boldness about us. Godly boldness doesn't mean godly meanness. I don't think there's any such thing as godly meanness.
Amen.
The Bible said the righteous are bold as a lion. I'm saying there's a time that we just need to step up.
That's right.
Somebody ought to look within their own heart tonight and say, bless God, I need to step up. We need to step up as a Christian. We need to step up as a citizen.
Yes.
We need to step up as a citizen. You know what I realized this year? How easy it is to contact to a congressman. Mm-hmm. Well, it got quiet. How simple it is to call your congressman. Oh, you're fixing to preach politics. Yes, I am.
Amen, brother.
Well, it's my job, and I got scripture to prove it.
Amen.
I'm not telling you who to vote for, but I'm just telling you we ought to get involved.
Yeah.
Why is America in the shape she's in? We quit.
Yeah.
And the nuts are marching in the streets.
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
We ought to step up as a citizen. We called our congressman in D.C. before Brother Charles and my wife and Miss Janice went this just a few weeks ago back in the 1st of December. And we just wanted to get a private tour of the Capitol instead of having to go through one of these group days. He said, sure, come on. And he had one of his aides took us and spent the bigger part of the day with us. Man, I'm just us and that young lady. And there's a tunnel between our United States Capitol building and then there's an office building over here separate from it. And it's a big old underground tunnel. We had to walk through that tunnel. And me and that young lady got to talking and she's telling me where she is from. She is from Canton, Georgia. She's going to school and she's doing an intern or whatever you call it. And I said, so what do you think about our election? She looked around and she said, oh, bro. She said, I have to answer the phone. She said, the phone rung off the hook. I was getting cussed out. Y'all listening?
Yeah.
I was getting cussed at. I was getting called every kind of name in the book. You know who was calling?
Yeah.
The people who was on the side of the lady who lost.
Yeah.
I said, how many calls did you get people saying, we're praying for you?
Okay.
Hang in there.
Amen.
I don't remember reading anything about that. Everybody else wants to scream this truth.
Amen.
Listen to me, I don't care who you vote for. That's your God-given right. I'm not telling you, which I'm just telling you, as a citizen, we'll step up.
Amen.
We'll step up in our schools.
Yes.
Amen. Don't let them principals know that my tax money is paying for salaries. I do not say.
Amen.
You're not going to hand my teenager a contraceptive.
Amen.
I'll come ram it in your ear. Amen. Time to be saved. It's time to step up. Romans chapter number 12. You know where I'm going. It's time to surrender. One of my favorite, all-time favorite invitation songs is I Surrender All. All to Jesus, I surrender. People have a hard time with that today. Because we have such a hard time of allowing somebody complete authority in our life.
Right, yeah.
It's why policemen are hated.
Right.
That's why when something happens at the school, the parents always take the child's side.
Right.
Well, not my mom. I've got 5 weeks at school, I've got 10 at home. No question of that. Yeah, but mama, she hates my guts. I don't blame her. Romans chapter number 12, if you dare say amen.
Amen.
I'll wrap this up. I didn't mean to get, well, I believe the Lord meant for me to get home with that person. Time to be saved. Paul said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I said there's a time to be saved, a time to step up. Listen, there's a time to surrender. There's a time to surrender. Listen, being saved is wonderful. This means you're going to heaven when you die. It means you got in. That's all you need. They can both happen, Brother Jesse, at the same time. Salvation and surrender. And it's a good thing when you do. The Apostle Paul got saved and surrendered all the same time. I didn't. I got saved. I was going to church. That's good enough for me. There wasn't a time where I just literally laid down my life. I trusted Him with my soul. But I hadn't yet trusted Him with my life. So, God, I pray for your will for my life, as long as it's this, this, and this.
Yeah.
See, I had my idea of what I wanted Him to be. God had something totally different in mind. I remember the night I surrendered my life to God as much as I remember the night I got saved. This is during the altar call at Glide Oak Spring Baptist Church, and I was praying with my head stuck up under the Lord's Supper table. Had no idea what I was agreeing to, Brother Jesse. No idea what I was surrendering to. I just knew it was time for me to give up. I said, God, I don't know what you want me to do. I don't know what I'm fit for. I don't know what I'm good for. If it's driving one of them buses till I die, I just want you to know, God, I am yours. I signed my name on a blank contract, so to speak.
Amen.
And God, whatever you want me to do. I'm serious, Brother Charles. If you said go to Africa, I'd be over there with Warren's sister and brother-in-law eating monkey meat tonight. Brother Warren sent me a video the other day of the service they had. I wish we could have one like that here. Boy, wouldn't it be the talk of the town. I forgot how many say anyway, boy. A bunch of this a blessing. But you know, God did have a will for my life.
Sure he did.
And he has one for yours.
Yes, amen.
Here's the problem. You'll never know it until you surrender.
That's it.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
We say, how can I surrender when I don't know what it is? Faith. Listen, there's got to come. You've got to come to a place when pleasing Him is bigger than anything else in your life.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever you want, God. I want everyone, you know, every husband in this place. You look at me. If you're very much of a husband, you feel the same way about what I'm fixing to say. When she says, "Honey, where do you want to eat?" What's your response? Come on. Wherever you want to go. Because you know what I want? Really, in my heart? I want what she wants. And every now and then, she'll say what I want. I'm like, but seriously, it really doesn't matter because it's all good.
Yeah.
And normally what she'll do, she'll look back at me, "Honey, I don't care, whatever you want." And I'm sitting at a red light and I don't know if it'll go right or left. Help me, man. All I want is her to say that way.
Yeah.
No, she don't say walk without a friend, huh? Every now and then. I get lucky, hallelujah. But really in my heart, you know what makes me happy? Whatever makes her happy.
Amen.
I know she ain't going to pick nothing bad. She's not going to say, "I want to go to a sushi bar." I ain't got to worry. Y'all ain't wrong. Y'all ain't fish and ain't something wrong here. That's what you put on the hook. I guarantee you I can catch a catfish. Guarantee. At least something I like to.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all listen to me. Can you trust God that much? That whatever He picks will be something you like to. God, whatever you want for my life, that's what I want. Because I know you know what's best for me.
Yes, He does.
If He had told me before I crawl under that Lord's Supper table and surrender what He had in mind, I'd have headed for the hill, son.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I had no desire. Maybe be a deacon. Boss preacher around a little bit.
Yeah.
To prove who gets a check.
Yeah.
Y'all listen? Maybe a Sunday school director or something like that, you know. I had no idea, Bro Charles, he's going to call me a preacher.
Amen.
He suckered me. I'm so glad he did.
Yes,
little did I know, the least thing that I wanted to do, the greatest thing that ever happened in my life.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
The time to be saved, the time to step up, the time to surrender. Can you give me two more right fast? How long have I been preaching? Too long? I'm making up for this morning. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. You don't have to turn that. I'm just going to give you this right fast. The Bible says, study to be quiet. And say it again. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 11. The Bible says, study to be quiet. I said there's time to be saved. There's the time to step up and speak up. There's a time to surrender. There's also a time to be silent.
That's right.
There's a time to keep your mouth shut. So I have an opinion. So what? There's a time we are just us.
Right.
Y'all listen to me?
Yes, sir.
And nowadays, being silent's not just verbal.
Yeah.
There's time to be silent. Just because somebody is stupid on social media don't mean you got to do one of these.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Doesn't need your
attention. Right.
You know where they ain't no wood, the fire goes out?
Right.
It'll only burn as long as there's something there for it to burn. Somebody gets their feelings hurt and they put out this little rant.
Yeah.
You got any God about you? I don't mean to unfriend them and all that stuff. Just don't respond to them.
Amen.
All you're doing is making them worse.
That's right.
And now you got it too.
That's right.
Right. Yeah.
It's time to be solid. Bless God, I'll tell you more. I'm about to speak my mind. What are you going to think about that? Boy, I wish I'd look it back. I remember what I said about time, you're going to get it back. Hey, sometimes I wish I'd get from my shirt.
Yes, sir. Right.
Hey, sometimes I wish I'd have just bit my tongue a little bit and let it roll.
Amen.
A lot of times the immature Christians do some pretty stupid things,
yes,
and make some pretty
things.
We're not careful, we'll kill them.
Yes, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We don't help them to grow through their mistakes. We stomp them while they're living.
Right.
That's
it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's time to be silent. I'll just leave it right there. So there is. It's time to keep your mouth shut. Philippians chapter number 4. And I'm done. Philippians chapter number 4. Look at verse number 4. Say amen.
Amen.
He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say amen. There's no way to rejoice silently. You look that word up.
Amen.
It's an adjective. I heard one old preacher said it means to literally jump up and turn around. There's a time to be saved. Friend, if you're here tonight and you're not saved, that time could be less than
that.
It's time to step up. As a citizen, as a Christian, there's a time to surrender. There's a time to be silent. There's a time to shout. There's a time to shout. Miss Brenda, I was watching this morning. That's time.
Amen.
Bless.
Amen.
It was time that we're out of time. That's something to shout about.
Yeah.
That's something to rejoice about.
Amen.
Watching Brother Jason sitting back there while his girls were singing.
Yeah.
I thought, you're going to bust.
Yeah.
I was going to poke you a little bit. It's time.
Yeah.
It's time we all shout.
Amen.
I've had people leave church before say, boy, I felt like shouting. What is it?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
God's blessing you. That's the time. Amen.
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 Time to shout. I want us to be reverent, decent, and in order.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. Sometimes shouting and praising God, it is decent.
Yes, sir.
And it is the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I've seen people in church be evil.
Yeah.
I have. I've watched them run lap around the building. I ain't got nothing against that. I watched them run lap around the building and jump in the baggage. And
yeah.
I'd rather have them doing that smoking dope in the parking lot. One swinging his coat in the air like that and slapped Brother Earl Hughes in the face. I'm just saying, there is time to shout. God have mercy on us. He's been so good to us.
Yes.
He'll show up here in a mighty way when you say that.
Right. Yeah.
A
Lord said, it's time.
Yeah.
Let's stand up. We'll talk to y'all about this song. Listen, I'm going to do something normal that I'm going to do on Sunday night. If y'all don't mind, let's bow our heads. Close your eyes. Ain't nobody looking around. As far as I know, everybody here is saved. But that's just as far as I know. I'm glad God knows every heart. He knows every heart. He knows exactly what you stand in need of. I wonder if there's somebody here now and say, Preacher, I think it's time for me to be saved. I need to get this settled in my heart. I don't want to die and go to hell. And if this is my time, I don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I just want to pray with you. Just slip up your hand. Just say, remember me, brother. I need to be saved. Just slip up your hand, put it right back down. Anybody? About this, Preacher, I know I'm saved. If I die right now, I know heaven will be my home. But boy, I believe it's time for me to do some of these things you mentioned tonight. It's time for me to step up. It's time for me to surrender. It's time for me to be silent every now and then. I know it's time for me to shout. Preacher, help me be more. Pray I be more mindful of my time. Hands have all been in this building. Thank you. Now listen, we're fixing the play. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask Brother Jesse, even before I pray, if he'll bring his Bible and stand right down here at the Lord's Supper table, right here at the altar. With our heads bowed, eyes closed, ain't nobody looking at me. You want Brother Jesse to come pray with you, don't you? Just come meet him down here. Get that Bible out and get that settled tonight.
Yeah.
Father, we love you. We thank you. Thank you for the time that you've given us. Lord, I'm so sorry for the time that we've wasted. Lord, we did our best to obey you tonight. Father, I pray you'd have your way in this offering call. You know every hand, you know every heart. You know exactly what needs to be done here tonight. Help us to be obedient. Don't let anybody leave here tonight lost. Don't let anybody leave here tonight unsurrendered. Oh, Father, I pray, have your way. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.